Blog Talk Radio.
And God bless all of you on the Blog Talk line. And this is Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson. I want to just thank God for all of you who are joining us. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. My God. I wrote a song some time ago called My God Can Do Anything. Yeah, my God can do anything. And he can do anything but fail. I tell you, he is a part of what we're doing. He gave us this. You know, the Lord just some time ago, he gave me to know that this is a God rather than just something that we're just doing. Because he showed me the historicity of Satan himself in the Word of God, how the devil was in heaven and he was trying to do one main thing, and then it stopped the praise. He was telling folks that he deserved to be praised. He deserved to be worshipped and adored. And so he was coming against God in heaven, and the angels fought him and kicked him out because they weren't going to be a part of stopping the praise unto God. I hope you have that same inclination, that is your will, your desire, to not let anybody or anything stop your praise unto God. It will make a difference in your life. See, praise is so, so very, very important. When somebody else praise God for a miracle you don't even have, because if you do, chances are that God will release it unto you. Somebody ought to praise God because you're getting ready to receive a miracle. I've told you on, the blog line and the prayer line that not too long ago, some months ago, the Lord said to me, Bernard, you have not had your day. And then the Holy Ghost said, and my, what a day. And then he came back and said it again and said two my's, my, what a day. And then he came back and said, when the third one comes, your day will begin. He came back and said, you have not had your day, and my, what a day. And now, what it seems like, since the day has started, he started out with five movie makers who flew in from Canada, filmmakers, and they did a book. They're doing a movie on the Devil's Horn, and they're using me in this documentary. That's what it is. They're using me in there as how I took what was called the Devil's Horn, the saxophone, that wasn't really allowed in churches at that time, nor in gospel music, but I took it from the clubhouse to the church house, and that's what that Devil's Horn is about. Basically, near the end of it, it will show that. That's the way my day started. And then I have a spiritual son who did his dissertation on me. That's a part of how my day started. And put the dissertation in colleges all around the world. And all of the other people in the doctoral program were doing a dissertation on dead folks, who people have been dead 10 years. And the only one that had a dissertation done on a live person was my son, spiritual son, Brandon McCray, who did it on Bernard Johnson. That's the way it would be. And now it looks like on June 11th, Bishop Bolden and about three or four other bishops are coming together. Bishop Hagen and other bishops are coming together from Arkansas, and they want to make me bishop over this entity, the prayer line, and this entity, our own ministry, the prayer line, and this entity. And that will be a bishop over First Fruit, where our prayer and praise convention, and the bishop over this portion that we represent on the block. So I'm just not bragging. If I brag or boast, I boast in Christ. I'm just trying to say that after the Lord said those words, my, what a day, the third time, that's how I began with the documentary on the Devil's Horn, and with the doctorate dissertation done on my life. And then thirdly, in just a matter of a few months, this all three was done with being elevated to the office of bishop. And I just want to say all of this happened because I thank God 1,000 times a day. I believe that. So I'm trying to tell you that praise is so very, very important, y'all. Yeah, yeah. Praise will open doors that have been closed in your face. Yeah. Praise will reverse curses that the enemy has tried to put on you. It will drive sickness out of your body. Yeah. See, praise will get you out of any situation that the devil got you in. I even tell a young lady who's 16 years old and the boy has maneuvered her in a corner and wants to have sex with her. I dare her to start praising God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I'm telling you, praise will get you out of a corner. Praise will get you out of a situation that the devil got you in. You ought to give God a 6 o'clock praise, a noonday praise, a 12 midnight praise, and all during the day, praise him and see that he turn things around. Now, here's the key. Learn to make a request. If you've got a request, learn to praise him in advance for what he's going to do and praise him like it's already done. Yeah, I often tell my testimony about I went to my post office box and there was a dollar in there and I began to praise him. I needed a great financial blessing. I began to praise him for that dollar like he had given me $10,000. All in the post office, I was, glory, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this, Lord. I was praising God in that post office like that, just like it was $10,000. Oh, my God. And a few weeks later, I went through my post office box, and there was a letter there with a green, you know how you have a window open with something green on the inside. And I opened it up, and oh, my God, there was a check there, and it was a check for $10,000. See, I learned to praise him. Like, you know, I asked him, Lord, I need a financial blessing. That was my request. And when I went and got a dollar, I didn't let the devil discourage me. I began to praise him like it was $10,000. But see, I went back a few weeks later, and there was a check for $10,000. But I learned to praise him in advance. Y'all going to hear me after a while, I'm telling you. Learn to praise him in advance. Why? It's really a faith move. That's what it is. What did I do? When I got that dollar, I had prayed and asked God for a financial blessing, and the dollar came. But I started praising him in advance, believing that God was going to bless me in a greater way. But I was praising him for that dollar. You're going to learn to praise him, make your request, and praise him in advance like it's already done. You know, I hope you're getting it, you know, because I can help people if they won't receive it. And God cannot help you if you won't receive it. No, I don't know anybody who can help you if they put it right out there and you won't receive it. It won't help you. But I'm trying to get you to see this thing, that if you will praise him. I had somebody that I prayed for, and they had physical problems. And I prayed for them, and I said, I believe God has healed your body. And they, you know, their attitude was, well, I don't feel nothing. I don't feel no different. Doesn't matter. Faith is you don't feel nothing. You don't feel no difference, but you believe Amen. It anyway.
Amen.
And when you do that, you activate the Holy Ghost. If you got the Holy Ghost inside you, you activate him. That faith activates him to release healing virtue in your body. See, I never heard it before, and I don't know about you, but I never heard it before God gave it to me. And that is that when you receive the Holy Ghost comes into your body. That's because the Bible says that your temple, which is the house. Your temple is the home of the Holy Ghost. That's what it is. And the body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. The body is the house of the Holy Ghost. So in other words, if he's there, do you think he has healing virtue, the Holy Ghost? Absolutely. The Holy Ghost is healing. So that faith that you have inside of you releases, it motivates, it positions you and motivates the Holy Ghost to do exceeding abundantly above all you can ask or think inside of you. It will release healing virtue in your body because the Holy Ghost is healing virtue. You just got to get him to release it, amen, because he sees that that faith is activated. He will do exceeding abundantly. Oh, my God, I'm out of time here. I was going to teach a little bit more, but I'm out of time. But I want us to thank God 1,000 times. And then at the end, about thanking him 1,000 times, we get up and walk through our houses. Now, the first time I did this, walked to the house thanking God and pleading the blood of Jesus, the next night I was faced with whether I was going to do it again like I did it last night, the night before. And I heard a voice saying, oh, you just did that last night. You don't do that no more. I just did it last night. Well, I teach this lesson. There are only two voices that can speak to anybody, the voice of good and the voice of evil. Now, let me say this to you. The voice said, oh, you don't need to do that. You just did that last night. You don't want to do that. You don't need to do that no more. Especially 2 nights in a row, you don't need to do that. Now, let me ask you something. You love the Lord. Whose voice was that? Was that the voice of the Lord representing good or the voice of evil? And then I teach to decipher which voice is speaking to you, ask a question. Why would God want to say that? Or why would the devil want to say that? Let's ask the question. The voice said, oh, you don't need to do that. You just did that last night. You don't want to do that. You can wait a few more nights before you do that. Now, let's ask, would the Lord be saying, you just prayed me last night. You walked through that house last night. You don't need to do that. You don't need to give God no praise walking through the house again. So, I mean, would the Lord be saying that? Because the Bible, see, the Bible's got to agree with whatever God's doing. They will never disagree. So I looked it up, and I found that he inhabits the praises of his people, so found there in Psalms. Yeah. So now let's see. Who would be saying that? Would that be God saying that, or would the devil be saying, oh, you don't need to do that. You just did that. No, no, no. You don't need to do that no more. Or would the devil be saying that, God or the devil? Well, I believe that the enemy was saying that to me. You don't need to do that again tonight. Why? Look at the historicity that's in the Bible over there in Revelation 7. The devil was up in heaven trying to stop the praise. I know people describe it differently, but that's what he was trying to do. He's up there talking about praise me. I got the beautiful voice. I'm the one that deserves to be praised. Well, he's trying to stop the praise. Yeah, he was trying to get him to praise him. So he got kicked out of heaven and down here. But why would he change his M.O.? He got the same M.O. that he had in heaven. Oh, you don't need to do that. You don't need to praise me. Give me the glory, the devil was saying. You don't need to thank God 1,000 times. You don't need to walk through your house thanking God like that. You don't need to do that. You just did that. You don't need to do that. I believe the enemy said that to me. I don't believe God said, oh, you don't need to praise me again walking through your house another night like this because you just did it last. I don't think God said that. You just did it last night. No, no, no. He inhabits the praises. I believe the Lord be saying, that's it, son. That's it. Praise me again. I'll give you a miracle. Praise me again. See, he looks high. He sits high and looks low. You don't see what he sees, but he sees the enemy just lurking and waiting to try to rob you, waiting to try to come into your house, waiting trying to bring the death angel. He was waiting trying to kill your son, waiting trying to kill your daughter, waiting trying to get your daughter on drugs, waiting trying to get your son on drugs, waiting to rape somebody. He's just waiting. And see, God sits high and looks low and sees all this. And why would he Why would he be saying, oh, you don't need to do that again. You just did that last night. That wouldn't be the Lord. That wouldn't be the Lord that said that. That would be the devil. And there has to be a reason why he said it. And the reason why he said it, and I can believe this through the auspices of the Holy Ghost, is because it bothers him. Yeah, it bothers him. When you go to praising God all through your house, see, he wants to take over your house. He wants to be lurking every corner and everything else. But it bothers him that you thank God like that. And if there are any demons on you or in your house or inside of you or whatever, it makes him lose his grip. It makes demons lose their grip on you, your parents, your brother, your daughter, your son. He starts losing his grip. And so he'll start, oh, no, you don't need to do that, no. You don't need to do that two nights in a row. No, don't do that. See, that shows me that he's losing his grip. And then he'll try to keep you off of this block line. So you cannot do that because he's losing his grip on you. And he wants to keep his grip. And so he tries to keep you away from thanking God 1,000 times. I hope your eyes come on. I hope your eyes come open. I hope the cataracts fall off your eyes so you can see. Once again, I hope they fall off. But anyway, I'm going to ask you, in the name of Jesus, go ahead and make a request unto God. Amen. And then after you make your request unto the Lord, come back, and then we will start thanking God like it's already done. I hope you get this tonight. Amen. Give you about 30 seconds to make your request. I never would have made it without you. This is so you can make your request. Pray and ask God to do it for you. Lord, thank you.
Oh, Lord Jesus, I pray that I give my life together. All the glory should be around for me, Lord, this reason. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Father, I pray that you would see every one of these. Oh, God, such an anointing from you on this line. I pray that you would see every one of these requests. See these requests and grant them, Lord. I pray that you would forgive all sins, sins of omission, sins of commission. Oh, God, help us to forgive every person who's trespassed against us. Bless. Hear the request, Lord, and let it be all right in Jesus' name. We couldn't make it without you. We give you glory. Now, Lord, we come to you now with praise, praising you for everything that you have done, praising you for everything that you will do, and everything that you're doing right now. I'm asking every person on this blog, Lord, if you got a praise, to praise in the name of Jesus. Help us as we start praising God, giving him 1,000 thank yous right now. Oh, God, thank you.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for blessing me.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. My husband has been shot 8 times. He's in the hospital. And I need you to come as quick as
possible.
Almost on life support. And I joined hands with that wife and the family and prayed. And we believed God for a miracle. I left the hospital, went back home, called the hospital again and again and again, checking on him. And then on the third day, somebody said the third day. He was sitting up in the chair eating a meal, praising God. Now in the aisle, I got the and said, when they start shooting, he wanted to get away, and somebody said, we got the wrong man. He said, if I hadn't had my hand in the hand of Jesus, I wouldn't have made it. Wondering, is there anybody in this house here who can testify that you had your hand and you have your hand now in the hand of the Master? God told me to get some witnesses here tonight. If you know that you couldn't have made it without the Lord, I want to ask you to be bold. Get up out of your seat and go tell 3 people, I made it.
I made it.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
God bless you.
God bless you, too.